is a haram haircut. Double length hair, tinting ear, this kind, hairstyle. Something that's not for a believer. Now he has shot up his cost of living for no good reason. A person can learn how to make a cup of tea from her mother for free. But today we will pay to go do a course to learn how to make tea. Something that was acquired free of charge from the mother and mother-in-law. But the daughter is too arrogant to learn from her mother. The daughter-in-law is too arrogant to learn from her mother-in-law. So now she must go pay for a course to learn how to make tea. This is our akal mandi, our intelligence. If you really have to look at it, the same thing that grew millis 100 years ago is growing the millis today. It's the same ground and the same water. Why has the price of millis shot up? Because we have to pay for our intelligence, our technology, the machinery that we have created. Otherwise, why must the cost of maize go up? It's the same rain, the same ground. Why must the cost of that thing go up? It is our akal mandi that we are paying for. So research more, do more of those things, go deeper into our dunya, and we will be digging a deeper hole for ourselves. That's all we are doing. This dunya is a deception, nothing else. We will conclude with this hadith sharif of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is something food for thought we must take home. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, Ar-Ruhul Amin nafasa fi raw'i. The Jibreel alayhi salam just came now and he put this into my heart. That inna nafsan, no soul, lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqaha. There is no soul that will die until it consumes every portion of rozi that Allah Pak has kept for that soul. So don't chase it, it's coming to you. You will not die without eating it. And nobody else will be able to eat what is written for us. Ala fattakullah. So fear Allah in the acquisition of this rozi. Wa ajmilu fi talab. And be a good person. Earn in a good way. Don't think you are at war. We are at business, not at war. So seek that rozi in a nice way, in a beautiful way, in a considerate way, with consideration for others. Only seeking through the halal means. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمْ إِسْتِبْطَاءُ الرِّزْقِ أَن تَطْلُبُوهُ بِمَعَاصِ اللَّهِ. And it should never ever propel you when your rozi is delayed, when your rozi is being held back. Then this should never ever propel you to try and seek that rozi through haram means. And this is what is happening to the ummah. We can't afford to pay it, put it on the card, pay the interest. We can't afford to build it, take the loan on interest. We can't afford to drive it, buy the car on interest. This is what is happening to us. We got no sabr. We can't wait for that risk. We want it now and now. People are crying, they are in debt. Why? Over clothing accounts. Marriages are breaking. So وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمْ إِسْتِبْطَاءُ الرِّزْقِ أَن تَطْلُبُوهُ بِمَعَاصِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُدْرَكُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. Because verily, you will never ever be able to acquire that which is by Allah, except by being obedient to Allah. So if we want the halat to come right, the answer is in this. Become obedient to Allah. Allah will take care of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me first the tawfiq, give you the tawfiq, and give the entire ummah the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.